Accession number 27201, Mr. Arthur Tillett, real one. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Tillett?
I was born on the 27th of February 1933 in a place called Dixie Peel, which is in Ontario, Canada.
Now, that's an unusual birthplace. Could you tell us a bit about your family background and what you were doing out in Canada?
Well, my father was from Norwich. My mother was from Walls End on Tyne. They both emigrated in the 1920s to Canada and met, and there we are.
What did your father do for a living?
He worked on a farm.
In Canada?
In Canada.
And what do you remember about of your childhood in Canada?
Not very much. They left when I was five.
So you
we came over to England just before the start of the war.
And where did you come to?
Came to Norwich.
Your father was working on the farm still. Did he have his own farm, or is he working as a farm worker?
Worked as a farmhand. He was quite severely injured in the First World War, and he was never very healthy while he was in England.
Was there a cottage attached to the farm that you lived in, or where did you live?
I don't know, he lived in a house. There wasn't a cottage attached to the farm, no.
So your father just rented a house, it wasn't attached to the farm in any way?
No.
Now, what do you remember of, you're only a little lad when the war started, you were about six. What do you remember of the war? Did it affect you in any way that you remember? The Second World War?
No, it's a great adventure for me.
In what way?
Coming into Norwich and seeing all the bomb buildings and things like that.
What about rationing? Did that affect you at all?
No, we got used to that.
Did you miss sweets, things like that?
Can't remember having them.
And what about your education? Which, tell us a bit about your schooling.
Well, when we came to Norwich, we lived in Norwich for a little while. Then we moved to Sprowston. Then we moved to Hoverton, just outside Wroxham. Then we moved to Stalham. Then we moved back to Norwich. We moved about all over the place, so I've been to several schools.
And how did you do at school?
I was fairly bright.
Did you enjoy it? What was your favourite? Did you have a particular favourite subject or anything like that?
No. The sporting subjects were my things I used to like the most.
What sport did you play?
Football, cricket.
You played for the schools?
Yes.
Now, what about do you remember any celebrations at the end of the war? Was there any street parties or anything that you went to?
No, I can't remember any of them. Not where we were.
What work did you do when you?
Well, I left school at 14.
So that would be 1947,
yeah.
And what work did you do?
I went into cabinet making. Done an apprenticeship on that, 5 years.
Now, what made you go into that?
Father got me his job.
So it wasn't something you'd chosen?
Not really.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was worth learning a trade.
And were you expecting to be called up? I mean, you'd be aware that you were going to be called up, did you?
While I was doing an apprenticeship, we knew we'd get called up.
And when were you called up? Do you remember the date or approximate date?
As soon as I'd finished my apprenticeship, it would be 1952.
And do you remember which time of the year, which month?
April.
And where were you sent to? Where did you have to go to?
We had to report to Britannia Barracks, Norwich.
And what was your, you arrived there as a young conscript, a young lad.
Met up with two of my mates in Norwich who had gone the same day.
What happened when you got there? How did they treat you?
We had someone meet us and told us where to go. And there. We heard a talk from the sergeant.
What was he telling you?
We thought he was ever so strict. He said, all those of you who don't shave, start tomorrow. And the water's cold. But I didn't mind.
Now, was this the depot of the Royal Norfolk Regiment? You were joining the Royal Norfolk Regiment, weren't you?
That's right.
And what about the barracks? What were the barrack rooms like?
Well, the barrack rooms were quite old, but they're very clean because they used to be polished every day by the soldiers. We're in platoons, different groups.
And what kind of
compete against each other?
What kind of bed did you have? And what space did you have for you?
Not very much, about 2 foot between the beds, I think.
So quite crowded.
Yeah, and the locker.
And did you have to clean the barrack? Tell us about cleaning the barrack room. That was done competitively, was it, between squads?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it used to be inspected, and your blankets had to be the same size.
What about preparing for kit inspections? How would you do that, preparing your uniform?
Everything laid out in an orderly fashion, all exactly the same. I don't know where we got the idea how they had to be, whether there's any plans or not, or whether we were told. But every bed would be exactly the same, and if there was someone who was born scruffy and untidy, we'd do his for him. Otherwise the whole barrack block get the blame, don't they?
And what about things like polishing your boots? Were there any tricks of the trade?
Oh yeah, spit and polish. Used to dip a cloth in the polish and go in small circles on the toe caps, then spit on it and buff it up. You should call it bulling up your boots.
Were they using Blanco still at the time for the webbing?
Yes, yes.
What, could you explain what that was? People don't know what it is now. What was Blanco? How did you do it?
You used to wet the belt and with a brush, wet brush, put the Blanco on. Blanco was like polish. And then let it hang out to dry.
Now, what sort of training did you do? You take us, in a typical day, for instance, what time would your day start?
Day would start about 6 o'clock reveille, then it'd be time for breakfast.
What was the food like?
All right.
You didn't have any problem with it?
No, I was brought up fairly rough, so food's right. The only thing is, never did drink tea before I went in the army. But while I was there, you either had tea or nothing. So I started to drink tea.
Now, did you get enough food? I mean, because you're growing, lad, you're only young. Was there enough for you?
Yes.
And as far as you're concerned, the quality was all right?
Yes.
Now, what sort of training sessions might you do in the morning? I mean, did you start with drill, a PT, PT or drill,
Yeah, we generally started with PT.
Now, how tough was the PT?
Fairly tough.
What sort of things did you do?
Bending, stretching, running. Non-punching boxing, where you hold each other's, and gymnastics.
Did you do any route marches or runs on the Mousehold?
Yes. Yes, you've done a lot of training on Mousehold.
Now, what about drill? How did you take to drill, marching up and down?
Well, that was a bit of a laugh. That came all right to me. I walk normally, but you got some people who swing the left arm and the left leg at the same time. So they put a broom handle in his hand with the one behind, tried to correct it. That was quite funny, actually, to see two people walking with broom handles behind each other.
But you didn't have that problem?
No.
Did you understand why you had to do so much drill at the time? Because you probably did quite a fair bit of drill.
Well, I was very keen on sport before I went in the army, and I was very fit. So I used to spend nearly every evening doing some sort of fitness training, sports, and that came easy to me, but most of my colleagues were farm boys and whatnot, and I was fitter than a lot of them, and they used to find it quite hard.
Now, what about weapons training? You know, what about the rifle? How did they teach you?
Yeah, we all got issued with a 303 rifle.
And how did they teach you how to shoot?
They just did. Told us how to hold it. The safety features. How to hold it to your shoulder so you don't hurt your shoulder. And fired five blanks, didn't find no live rounds, not at Norwich. Only the 2-2.
Did they teach you how to clean it?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember how you did it?
Yes, if we had a bad barrel, you'd get in trouble if they saw a speck of dust in the barrel. You used to have what they call a 4x2. There's a piece of cloth on a string which used to pull through the barrel. Then you used to have to go on parade and present arms, and the sergeant would come along and look down the barrel with your thumb at the other end. And if he thought that was good, he'd be happy. Otherwise, he might... I have seen a sergeant bend down, pick up some dust and throw it in the mechanism. But that's at Norwich. We were there for 6 weeks.
Now, what about other weapons? Did you get was it the Bren gun?
Yes, I was going to come on to that.
All right. Did you do that in the first 6 weeks? Or
yes.
Tell us about that then.
Well, the Bren gun, that was a good gun. That was. We used to strip that right down and put it together again and sort of compete against each other in time.
And what did you? Why was the Bren good? What was good about it?
Well, that was an accurate gun. That was nice to drill with. Nice to take it to pieces and put together again.
What about bayonet training? Did you do much of that?
Yes, I wasn't very good at that.
Why not? Tell us about that.
Well, I like you to run down with a bayonet and stab the dummy in, out, on guard. And they wanted you to shriek and yell as you ran down to stab it. I wasn't good at acting like that, so I never used to do it. I used to forget. But it seemed rather silly to me to scream like that.
What about hand grenades?
Yes, there was a place on Marisol where we used to throw live hand grenades. And there isn't now, obviously, but there used to be a place. We only done it once, but all the rest was with dummy hand grenades.
Do you remember how you used to throw them? Do you remember how you were trained to do it?
We were trained to do it in several ways. One was to hurl it like you bowl a cricket ball.
Round arm.
Yeah. But others, we had to sort of run past an open window and throw one in as we run past. You'd be surprised the number of people who missed. They hit the wall and bounced out.
What about tactical training generally? You know, training at, you know, advancing, retreating. Did you do much of that on the mouse hole in that 6 weeks?
No, it's basic training. We've done a good quite a bit of training on mouse hold itself.
What would you do on the mouse hold then? What sort of training were you doing on there?
Camouflage.
Tell us about that.
Well, just making yourself inconspicuous, hiding in the bushes, and we'd be marching along and or walking along like a patrol, and they'd say enemy left or enemy right. You'd have to dive to the ground.
How realistic was it, do you think? training?
Fairly good, because you had to be down the ground quickly, because otherwise you'd be in trouble. You'd done everything at the double in that 6 weeks training.
Now, how did you get on with the rest of the lads, you know, the other recruits?
Very good. I never had a fight with anyone.
Did you make friends with them, though? You know what I mean? Any good friends?
Yes. Several good friends.
There was no bullying amongst the group, then?
No, we didn't have a bully. We went to the swimming pool one day. We marched to the swimming pool, and there was one country lad in the cubicle. He couldn't swim, and he didn't like the water. And I was ordered, along with two or three others, to go and get him and throw him in. So we done that. But he didn't bear a grudge. He didn't drown.
Were they all the same sort of lads as yourself? You know, country lads mainly, or farm boys, or same sort of class as yourself, or were there some people that were markedly different?
There was only two markedly different, who I can remember.
And what was different about them?
Well educated. They whisked them off, never saw them anymore.
What, to be officers or?
To be officers, yeah.
Now, how did you get on with the instructors? You know, the people who were teaching you. What were they like, the NCOs?
Oh, very strict.
In what way? How did it show itself?
The way they barked at you, made you run, made you hold your rifle above your head if you were being punished for something or like that. But we liked them, strangely enough.
Why did you like them? What was good about them?
Well, the sergeant in charge, he turned out when we went to a social function in the evening, he was playing the drums. Now, you never thought a person like that would be in a band.
Were they fair?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they know their stuff?
Oh, yes.
So they were good soldiers?
Yes.
Now, anything else about your 6 weeks there that you remember? Anything happened or anything that comes to mind?
No, we got up competitions with the other platoon upstairs.
Well, tell me about that. It was very competitive then. How were the competitions worked?
Well, we challenged them to football match and challenged them to cricket. And it was always sort of point scoring over the other platoons. But later on we all mixed together, so that's all right.
Now, so you were there about 6 weeks. That's from April to end of May, June?
That's right. And we had
and what happened then?
Had a short bit of leave. And then we went to Bury St Edmunds.
Now, what were you
for
joining?
For 9 weeks.
Now, who were you joining there?
We're all together, still in the Royal Norfolks.
And were you at the barracks? Was there a name to the barracks?
Yeah, at Blenheim Camp, I think it was called.
Now, what sort of training were you doing there?
That was continuation training there.
And what did that involve?
Tactics, mainly.
Now, what sort of thing were you doing? Tell us about it.
We've done some jungle training because we thought we were going to Malaya.
Tell us about the jungle training. So what did you actually do?
We learned how to fight in the jungle, I expect. You'd say we used to go on the lorries. And then the lorry would stop and they'd say, enemy left, so you have to dive off the back of the lorry and dive to the right. That's what I remember mostly.
Oh, anything else you were doing while you were there? Did you do more weapons training there, I presume?
Oh yeah, just advanced training of your basic training. Basic training is all about drilling how to look after yourself.
But you don't remember much about your time at Blenheim Camp?
I remember going to the Stamford Battle area.
What were you doing there?
There was a big exercise involving all the Territorial Army and the paratroopers and all that. We actually went to collect up the parachutes. We had a short course in how to fold them up when you found them. Obviously, you appreciate how you found them when they landed. They just unclip them and away they go. And I can remember that very well, because there was about 3 rifles lost.
By your group?
No, by the paratroopers. And we had to... I found one. And I remember coming back again from Bury St Edmunds for the sole purpose of trying to find the other 2 rifles.
And these parachutists, they were TA parachutists, were they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Anything else you remember about your time at Bury St Edmunds?
No, only coming home on weekends, hitchhiking home, or come back on the train. And
now, you were there till about August? 8 weeks?
No. 9 weeks. 9 weeks training.
That would take you to about August, would it?
I expect so, yeah.
And then what?
And then we got, or at least I got nominated to go on a PTI's course.
And that's the rest of physical training instructor.
Yes, and the rest of my colleagues were off to Hong Kong. So I went to see the Sergeant Major and told him I didn't wish to go to Aldershot on the PTI's course. I'd like to be put back on the draft to go to Hong Kong.
That's
something
why was
we're all
that
looking forward to.
Why?
Why we want to go abroad. And that's what I done.
Now, what do you remember of the voyage? You went out with a draft to join the 1st Battalion Royal Norfolk Regiment in Hong Kong.
That's
now,
right.
What do you remember of the journey out? Do you remember the name of the ship you went out on?
Yeah, it was the Empire Pride.
And what do you remember of the trip out?
I hate it.
Now, why was that?
Well, it was crowded. There weren't no beds. We all slept in hammocks. I was seasick sometimes. And remember, they didn't have any money. They paid everybody on the ship, they paid them £1 each. Except me.
Now, why didn't they pay you?
Well, they didn't have my name to be on the ship because they had a bit of a mix up over this when I was going on the PTI's course. I got taken off and I never got crossed out somewhere.
So you had no money?
So they had to go after some money. They soon sorted out and gave me £1. Gave everyone on board £1.
And how bad was your seasickness? Because some people get it very bad, others just get a bit of it.
Oh, I soon got over it when the weather got better, I expect.
Now, which way did you go? Do you remember the route out?
Yeah.
Which way?
Gibraltar. We stopped at Port Said. They wouldn't let us off. And then through the Suez Canal to Aden, where we had shore leave at Aden.
What did you think? I mean, this is your first time abroad, I should imagine.
Mm.
What did you think of places like Aden? They're very different from Norwich, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You see a goat looking out the window from upstairs window.
Did you enjoy the experience, being abroad, the excitement of it?
Yeah, I did.
You hadn't signed on for extra service at this point, had you? Or had you?
I had, yeah.
Now, when had you done that?
At Norwich.
And why had you done that?
Well, mainly because I... the extra money.
That was your motivation?
Yeah.
So what happened when... the rest of the... So pick that. You went out Aidan.
Aidan. Colombo. Singapore. Hong Kong. I think that was a lot.
What happened when you got to Hong Kong then?
We disembarked and went to Norwegian Farm Camp, where the Royal Norfolks were stationed after they come out of Korea.
Now, what were your first impressions of the unit? You know, that you're going to join the battalion. What were your first impressions?
Quite lost, really.
What do you mean?
Well, we were all split up and put into different companies. And I was put into a rifle company.
Do you know which one?
C Company, I think. And then an opportunity came for me to go into support company.
Now, was that early on, or was that...?
Early on, yes. I went in C Company a very short time.
And what were you going to do with the support company?
Support company is medium machine guns and an anti-tank.
And why had you wanted to go to...
Well, I fancied driving machine gun carriers. And I got the opportunity to do that, so I took it.
Now, had you trained at all? Is this the Bren carrier?
Well, it's the same as a Bren carrier, only it's medium machine gun.
But it's the same vehicle?
Same vehicle, yeah. different mountains, different layout of lockers.
You hadn't trained on these before, had you?
No, I was taught.
Tell us, what were they like to drive?
Well, there was two sorts. There was one sort with tiller bars. Do I need to explain them?
Yes, please.
Tiller bars are just levers, which you pull and push.
What did they affect?
They steered.
They changed the track speed?
Yes. That locks the inside track and allows the outside track to go to turn. But then we went on to the other sort of the universal carriers, which we had a steering wheel. They're Canadian Ford V8 engines.
Which did you prefer?
The universal. We didn't have the others anymore.
They were easy to steer, were they?
Just
easy.
Yeah, just had it easy, I expect so.